Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today, going to be lots of sunshine once again, high of about 77. Sunshine in Kenosha at this hour, it is 61 degrees, 54 in Burlington, 65 Milwaukee, Racine is sunny, and 63. The annual attempt to shine the spotlight on crime prevention and community engagement, known as National Night Out, last night including some 5 dozen events around the greater Racine area. It began with a kickoff at Lighthouse Point Townhomes on Shelbourne Court. The law enforcement community well represented, as was the fire service and other governmental groups. Charlie French, the executive director of Neighborhood Watch, noting that this has grown substantially over the last 24 years, also incorporating each neighborhood's uniqueness.
We know each other. We know what's normal in our neighborhoods. We know what may be suspicious in our neighborhoods, and we work with law enforcement with that. National Night Out promotes building positive community police partnerships. It's designed to heighten crime and drug prevention awareness, generate support and participation in local anti-crime efforts, strengthen neighborhood spirit and police-community relationships, and send a message to the bad guys, letting them know neighborhoods are organized and taking a unified stand.
Mayor John Dickert on hand promoting the community-united approach to fighting crime and standing up for neighborhoods.
Really, this is about not only you and the community, but our police officers and our firefighters and what we do together. Simple message is this, everybody. We're better together. We do a lot of good work together. This is a great community. Tonight is about the kids. And it's about us, being neighbors together and having a good time.
Similar night out events taking place in Mount Pleasant at the new COP House on Mead Street, Kenosha's Boys and Girls Club on 52nd Street, as well as United Methodist Church on 60th Street, and Lincoln Park on 18th Avenue, while in Oak Creek, events were held at the community center. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is seeking approval for a 5-year plan to purchase 165 body cameras, along with multiple data downloading stations and unlimited storage capability on the cloud, a total cost approaching $1 million. The Government Services Committee hearing from Sheriff Christopher Smaling. He talked about the first-year cost being about $300,000, $170,000 each year after that, with data storage being the cost driver.
Everything is done in the cloud, so you're essentially buying locker space up there. This is unlimited, meaning that my staff could leave these on their entire shift, and we could store all that information, and it is an unlimited storage capacity. So after the first year, after the initial expense of $300,000, years 2 through 5 would on a top end be $170,000 a year. Again, this is not equipment necessarily. This is the storage.
The sheriff indicated that body cameras are becoming the norm in law enforcement, and civil litigators can take advantage of there not being video and or audio evidence. Lieutenant Steve Sikora indicated the comparison shopping had Taser International and their cloud-based system hands down the best option for the department's needs. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delgrave aware of the body camera proposal as he goes into his first budget planning process. Some newly released audio shows the raid on former Milwaukee County employee Cindy Archer's home in Madison back in 2011 as part of that John Doe investigation. It was a whole lot different than what she is claiming. Archer told the National Review earlier this year police threatened her, refused to even let her get a cup of coffee. The unsealed audio file from that case tells a different story, the chief investigator sounding both professional and courteous. Archer also claiming officers did not read her the search warrant and failed to inform her of her constitutional rights, both again contradicted by the audio. Cindy Archer has sued the Milwaukee County DA's office and several staffers in connection with that search. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee has reached a tentative collective settlement agreement on survivors of sexual abuse by clergy. More on this from Bob Haig.
The $21 million settlement setting the stage to close a Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceeding filed back in 2011. Archbishop Jerome Listenke calls it a new Pentecost. Peter Isley, Midwest director of the SNAP Survivors Organization, criticizes the settlement, noting victims will each receive about $44,000. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In Madison, some new legislation would limit the sale of novelty lighters, which can frequently be found at gas stations and stores. State Senator Julie Lassa says they can be cute and often have little features designed to attract customers. But during a hearing on the bill Tuesday, Pittsfield Fire Chief Jerry Miner noted these devices often look and operate like toys, but they can lack some very basic safety features when it comes to the public.
There's no safety device here, okay? You don't need a thumb to do one thing and your other part of your hand to do another. You just squeeze it and it goes off.
The bill would restrict where stores can display these novelty lighters and bans their sale to anybody under the age of 18. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introducing a bill that's aimed at boosting efforts to revitalize waterfront communities, including those on the Great Lakes, inland lakes, and rivers. The Waterfront Community Revitalization and Resiliency Act will support community efforts to make the most of water resources, also support community plans for the future, provide tools to implement those plans, and help to attract private and nonprofit investment. Among the supporters were Senior Mayor John Dickert, board member of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiatives. He says that it will help communities in the heartland of manufacturing continue to evolve as economic engines for the region, water as an economic driver. Environmental groups offering praise for President Obama's clean power plan, even though Governor Scott Walker slammed it recently. Here's more on that from Andrew Beckett.
The plan calls for power plants to reduce carbon emissions by 32% by 2030. Clean Wisconsin Senior Policy Director Keith Riopel calls it a huge victory for future generations.
The Clean Power Plan is really a path forward to reliable, safe, and clean renewable energy.
Riopel says Wisconsin power plants are already about halfway to meeting the target set by the EPA. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine-based Twin Disc Incorporated has net income of $476,000 on the books for the fourth quarter. That's 4 cents a share. It compares to $2.4 million or 21 cents a share for the same quarter a year ago. Company restructured during that time, its operations resulting in a $3.3 million charge. Racine Unified School District facilities are continuing to undergo both internal and external physical changes, while referendum-related groundbreaking ceremonies are scheduled later this month on three school projects, but only after details with local municipalities had to be negotiated. The school board held a work session this week and heard from Chief Operations Officer David Hazen. He said the Gifford School expansion included Caledonia's requirement for a traffic study and what could lead to some signals going out in front of the school. The new Olympia Brown School at 5.5 Mile Road, that needed a traffic study. Hazen said there was also an agreement with Caledonia, reference a section of the land related to road configuration. And as for Knapp, which is going to be a new school built before the old one comes down, Hazen explained a small environmental issue cropped up. Something about a coal bin.
Knapp had a coal bin in it, and that is a slight environmental, but it's not a big deal. We just got to clean it out, and basically there's already a hole dug for us for part of it that we have to fill in again.
Groundbreaking for the new Olympia Brown School set for 4 p.m. August the 17th. It's 5 p.m. on the 19th for the Gifford expansion, 3 p.m. August the 20th at the Knapp site. Kenosha County Board last night unanimously approving the appointment of Allie Nelson as the county's new Veteran Services Officer. Held the same position in Racine County, resigned it though to take the job in Kenosha County where he lives. Kenosha County Board Supervisor Greg Ritzlaff very impressed with Allie Nelson's credentials.
You have an opportunity to look at Mr. Nelson's resume. It is one impressive piece of work. Kind of makes you think, what have I been doing with my life when you look at something like this? We're lucky to have this gentleman. I have a feeling he won't be here long because he's probably destined for much bigger things, probably on a federal level.
Meanwhile, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave expected to announce Allie Nelson's replacement soon. The agency that runs Wisconsin's elections could be restructured by the fall of next year, about the same time that Governor Scott Walker is hoping he can be the top GOP candidate for president. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicating that in addition to changing the Government Accountability Board, they also plan to rewrite campaign finance law so that candidates would be in line with recent court decisions. As part of the effort, the rewrite would at least double the amount of money the donors can give to candidates. Voss further indicating they're looking to put limits on the ability of district attorneys to conduct John Doe probes, which includes people turning over documents and giving testimony. WRJN.com. Whenever you want it throughout the day, go to our webpage, look for the local news section, and you can listen to our podcasts. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.